problem with the language was when, if the translation was not working, it was too wooden sometimes, then the actors would improvise, and then I was lost. Because I could learn it on the script, but as soon as they improvised, I can't do anything. There was one scene where that happened, and it was a disaster for us. Because then, when I can't direct, then the camera guy wants to direct, then the sound guy wants to direct, and the actors are just pissed off, and everyone's arguing. So, yeah, that was funny.
But in a way, it's quite interesting. How did you manage to portray a timeless, let's say, in a way, universal story? I would say, in a way, it's a result of this multi-communicational process that you were describing. And also, in a way, in accordance to this, I would also like to ask you, what's the role of technology? The only thing that reminds us that we are actually, say, in the 21st century is the
mobile phones. Well, I mean, a lot of that just came purely from my taste, what I like watching. And okay, I come from a very, like a normal family in the UK and a town. But so, you know, some people in the UK were saying, why don't I make a film like Ken Loach or Mike Leigh? But for me, I'm so familiar with the urban world, I can't find the magic there. I respond to being a stranger more. My girlfriend, when she's Hungarian, when she comes to England, she sees things that I can't see. So I think being a foreigner can help. You can find the magic. But also, I grew up watching Tarkovsky and all those guys, and that was my personal taste. So I wanted to make a film in that, with that kind of canvas, with that sensibility. And actually, I wanted to make it very, very archaic, almost like Parajanov's Shadows of Our Forgotten Ancestors and Horses on Fire. It's the same title, but we didn't have the money to get the costumes or shut it down. So I thought, actually, look at Romania now. This is really interesting. It's just on the verge of joining the EU, and it's a country in transition. So it's real. People are on horse wagons, but they still have mobile phones. So it's really on the cusp of the older and the new. It's really fascinating for me. But yeah, it was not a big theme of it. It was just kind of funny because I knew it would get that reaction in the UK because no one could. In Romania, people just don't. It means nothing to them, that scene with a mobile phone. But in the UK, everyone who saw it would mention the mobile phone. They just could not get over it. It was so funny. But yeah, like Hilda, she can. Well, actually, she's not that good at riding a horse. But Norby, the kid, he can ride a horse really easily. He has a mobile phone, and that's the way it is.
Contradictions. I would say the last question. What are your plans for the future?
I want to make another film. I'm working with a guy called Keith Griffiths, mm-hmm. who he's a producer. He still makes the films by Jan Švankmajer. Czech Republic, the animator, and the Brothers Quay. So I was a big fan of those films, so I'm working with him now. And Robin Gutch, who produced Hunger, this Steve McQueen film. Been in development for 1 year now, but we're in development for a new film that we hope we can shoot in October. But we don't know.
But the story probably is going to
It's different from Kotlin.